Blog Talk Radio.
I'm talking about Motown Maurice right down here in the state of Florida.
And we've got Motown Maurice of the Motown Maurice Show.
I'm going to introduce you to Motown Maurice.
We have special guest Motown Maurice.
Motown Maurice.
Speaking of crazy, we have Motown Maurice,
a man who is trying to put Tampa on the map for late night television.
He is not the next Arsenio Hall. He is the first Motown Maurice.
For those of you who haven't had a chance to experience Motown Maurice,
you have to understand he is very persistent.
And now he has transitioned
from Tampa to Los Angeles, California.
He's now in Los Angeles.
Continuing his pursuit of the quest of a late night talk show host.
Keep an eye on Motown.
Absolutely.
Keep an eye on that gentleman. One day this man is going to be the new face of late night.
Motown, we love you.
Motown Maurice, are you on the line?
And now, your host, Motown Maurice.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Do we have a great show in store for you today? I know it's going to be a great show because we almost didn't have a show today. That's a long story, another story I'll tell you at another time. But ladies and gentlemen, on Motown Maurice and Friends, we are getting into health issues. You know, it is alarming. Just recently I heard on the news by the year 2030, approximately 50% of Americans will be obese. Woo! That is crazy. That is crazy. And something must be done. And it takes individuals and visionaries like my guest here today on the show to spread the word of health awareness, to spread the word in a holistic approach of wellness. Ladies and gentlemen, it's my great pleasure and honor to bring our guest here today. Please put your hands together. Make some noise for Tamara Diane. Yes, put it up. Clap it up, ladies and gentlemen. What a clap at. There you go. Tamara, how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you. And thank you so much. I know this was last minute, but we're making this happen. This is a special show because you got a message to share with the world, and I'm so anxious to hear all the greatness that you have to say about your company, Fit Fusion. Indeed?
Indeed, I do.
So let's go back before we actually get into to exactly what your company is all about. How did you get into health fitness? You know, did it start off in college?
I've been competing in pageants for the past 13 years and getting ready for swimsuit, getting ready for interview, all of that good stuff. Of course, I spent hours in the gym, and it just seemed that every time I would go, there was another one of my friends or family members that was just like, let me work out with you, let me go with you. And eventually, I was just like, I need to start getting paid for this. And so I got trained to be a personal trainer, and it just kind of snowballed from there, and I haven't stopped since.
Wow. So you've been trained. So what did you study actually in school?
University of South Florida. I actually studied education. So I have a bachelor's in elementary ed and a master's in reading ed, and I'm still teaching, but just not in the classroom setting. So I'm still using some of the skills that I learned, but a lot of it is just driven through my passion, and, you know, I get it from just motivation, seeing my clients transform, and I just want to keep going every day.
That is right. That is a very wonderful combination. So you relocated to Atlanta, and you started to notice some things amongst people which inspired you to start your own company. What are those things you started to notice?
Well, when I moved to Atlanta, I had aspirations of being a fitness model, and just looking at individuals and, of course, the quality of health and the level of obesity, everything's going up, and it just dawned on me that nobody's teaching people how to live healthy holistically. It's either you work out and you sweat, you starve yourself, you get skinny, this fad comes and goes, and then we find out that it's unhealthy for you, so then they pick up something else. And so I just essentially just got tired of it. And I was like, there's something that has to be done, and we have to start educating people on how to live well, how to lose the weight that they put on, how to do it in a healthy manner, and just keep the progress going. And so then Fit Fusion was kind of what was the birth child of that thought. And so I just grew it, and we're here thriving in Atlanta. I started with one client in my apartment complex, and now we have a studio space in downtown. We have about 6 trainers working with me, and we have a roster of about 70 to 100 clients. So definitely growth, and definitely extremely excited about it.
Wow, that deserves a round of applause. That is amazing. That is amazing. My studio audience love it. They love it. Now, I hear the word holistic tossed around quite often. Can you kind of break that down, exactly what, you know, holistic is?
Well, holistic is looking at the individual as a whole. We look at their mind, the way they eat, the way they move, the way they think. And to be a holistic company, you kind of have to address each one of those issues. And in order to do so, we have, you know, nutritional counseling, we have group fitness, we have personal training, we also have a mobile gym fitness. So we pretty much touch on any part of the person's lifestyle that needs to be changed and to be healthy. Because sometimes it's not what you eat, it's not what you do, sometimes it's the way that you think that we kind of need to fix and help kind of counts you along. Sometimes it is the way that you eat and the way that you move. So just reaching and touching on every part of that makes a person a whole is what makes it holistic.
Very nice, very nice. So are you also a nutritionist? Do you have to be a nutritionist to be a holistic well fitness trainer?
Well, you don't necessarily have to be one per se, but as far as my company goes, we do have nutritionists that we work with. We also have dietitians that we work with. I am a certified health counselor, which is a hybrid between kind of an emotional counselor and a nutritionist. And then we also kind of go out and about and help people learn how to eat healthy. Just the basics sometimes is what it takes to teach people how to live well.
Mm. So can you tell me, what is your typical client like? What do they look like? Where are they from? Where do you find them? From the church, the hood, the grocery store?
Well, pretty much all of those. We cater mostly to women. We found that our approach with that nurturing type kind of caters to women more than men. We do have some men on our roster. And we kind of reach out to the groups because we know that there's strength in numbers, and especially someone who might have a lofty goal of 100, 200 pounds. They're going to need that camaraderie. So we go out to women's groups, professional organizations, sororities. We do go to churches. We also have a large base of schools that we kind of cater to as well. And so we bring workplace workouts to those areas. So we kind of, where there's a group of people, that's where we are.
Very nice. You're saving, it sounds like your company is saving lives. I mean, going out and finding people and bringing them to health wellness, correct?
Oh, definitely. That's exactly what the purpose is. Because we have all of this information, and so it would behoove us to go out and help people. Because for some strange reason, just living well is not common knowledge anymore. And so to just be able to educate the people of Atlanta and also some of our abroad clients is just makes everything worthwhile.
Yes, yeah. You know, right now, so much attention is going towards the Avengers. But if you ask me, Fit Fusion is the superheroes of our time, saving people.
Oh, well, thank you.
Very well. Now, I hear statistics all the time about, at the beginning of the show, I said that there's a statistic out that 2030, that over 50% or approximately 50% of Americans are going to be obese. Is it that alarming, or is that just something to scare us? Is that a scare tactic?
No, it's real, and it's live, and it's happening. And it's just because, like I said, people don't know how to live well. And those who do know are kind of hoarding the information. Habits are just not where they used to be. When we were growing up, our moms used to say, okay, you need to go outside and play, run that energy off, and come in later. And now we have the computer, we have social media, all of these video game types, and people are just not up and moving anymore. And it's one thing that our attention is now going to be drawn to, because that's a result of not being up and moving, not eating real food, not taking the time to just be happy and to smile and to do those things, create those healthy relationships. And we're just not living healthy all around anymore. We just, for whatever reason, have gotten too busy.
That's so true. Now, does Fit Fusion possibly have a video game of fitness coming out in the near future? Do you believe in that?
I definitely do. I love the Wii. I love the Zumba, that, you know, the Kinect. And so we're definitely going to jump on that bandwagon, too, because, like I said, we want to reach to by any means possible. We're going to get you up and moving. We're going to get you healthy by any means possible. If it's reaching through a video game, that's what we need to do. If it's having a virtual trainer online, it's what we're going to do. If it's meeting you one-on-one with personal training, it's what we're going to do. If you appreciate group fitness classes, it's what we're going to have. Pretty much by any means possible, we're going to educate and we're going to reach people and we're going to do our part to bring that obesity number down.
Saving lives one person at a time, using one piece of technology at a time. I love it. I love it. Now, how do you use technology right now? Do you use YouTube? Do you send out videos and things like that?
We do. We do a lot of social media promotions, of course, but we also have individual clients that live across the country almost, and also some overseas too, and we do written workout plans for them. And with that is we kind of sit and talk about what their goals are, what their abilities are, and based on that, one of our trainers will create a workout plan for them. And it's written. It tells them all of the information they need to know for the plan, what the exercise is, how many reps, if they're using any weight, how many sets, and then accompanied with that is a YouTube link of exactly what their workout should look like. So they know the form, they know reps, they know everything about their workout, and then we kind of use that accountability. So we make sure, okay, if you have a 3-day workout, what are your workout days? So we check in with them and making sure that they're making progress all the time. So we're definitely using YouTube and emails and all of that stuff to reach across the globe.
Very nice. Fantastic. Now, you obviously must lead by example. Can you share, are you a vegetarian or a vegan, or do you recommend that to your clients?
I always go by whatever works best for you. And for me, I choose not to eat anything besides poultry and fish. It's just personal preference. I've been off of it, I want to say, maybe 3 or 4 years now, and my stomach now won't even take it. If I try, like, well, let me just have this hamburger or whatever, my stomach doesn't take it anymore. But it's just personal preference, because there's nothing wrong with eating those things. It's just with us, we have a problem with portions, we have a problem with consistency, we have a problem with all these other things besides exactly what it is we're eating. So that's just the way that I eat personally. And right now I'm getting ready for a fitness competition, which I'm super excited about. It was my very first one, and my diet has almost completely changed, and it's just for me to reach that goal to get ready for this swimsuit competition is the reason why. But like I said, it's just personal preference.
Okay, nice. Now, let's get into this competition. Let's talk about it. You got these competitions coming up in June, correct?
Yes, it's in June, June 15th and 16th in Miami. It's through Fitness Universe, and it is my very first one. So I'm a little, you know, intimidated. It's a lot different from pageants because of just what they're looking for, and you're not really able to talk to them. They're just going by your physique. And so just kind of staying hours in the gym sometimes, maybe 2 hours every day. I'm getting ready for the competition. I'm doing Miss Bikini Universe. And with that, I have to do a swimsuit as well as a themed sportswear. And so I'm going with the boxer theme this year, and so we'll see how that works out. And then I'm doing Model Universe as well. And with that included, you have to do like a club wear, a cocktail dress. So that's going to be really interesting.
Oh, wow, that sounds like fun. So there's no question and answer on how you can make the world a better place? Type question.
No,
about the hashtag.
Nothing like that, exactly, which is why it's really bad. That whole thing, you only get one time to make a first impression, it is so true for this competition.
Oh, and you have never done anything like this before, you said?
I've never done anything. And when I moved to Atlanta, a couple of my constituents were just like, you have to compete. And I'm like, no, I'm over doing pageants. You know, I cut all my hair off. I'm like, I'm done doing pageants. And they're like, but it's not like a pageant. And so just getting ready for it, it's just, to me, it is definitely not like a pageant. And just kind of getting that mindset of being around all of these physically fit, you know, individuals, because of course you walk around, and if you kind of do something in the gym, the normal population notices, but now you're going to be in a whole room full of elites, and so it's a little intimidating, but I think I got a handle on it.
Yeah, I think you do. I've seen some of your photos that you sent for the show, and they look really good. So I can only imagine, you know, how much more work you're going to be putting into it. So definitely keep myself and my fans posted upon your progress. That sounds really, really good. Now, what I want to ask you is, you said a key word, and I know for me personally, I'm not the type of person, people kind of think I work out, I'm just kind of like blessed like that, you know what I mean? But I don't really work out. But what drives me to work out is competition. Somebody tells me right now they want to compete with me on the basketball courts, or they want to race against me, or even some of these, I live in Hollywood right now, and I've auditioned and submitted for reality shows, and just the fact that I'm in the consideration process, I'm motivated to work out, you know? Is competition something that you use to drive your clients?
Yes and no. And the reason why I say that is because I don't ever want them to compete against each other. I want them to compete against who they used to be. And because I find that if I put them, with some of my clients, if I put them against each other, they start to look like, well, they can do this, but I can't, or I think I can do this better than them. And they kind of lose focus of why they're doing what they're doing in the first place. I challenge them. I'm like, okay, this is where you used to be. So with every client, we take their measurements, we do a fitness evaluation, and I say, okay, in 4 weeks, we're going to be different. We're going to be better than these numbers. We're going to be smaller than these numbers. This weight's going to go down. And so I use that type of competition to get them up and motivated, because when they look 4 weeks down the line, they're like, oh, my gosh, I can do this, or I am smaller than I used to be, or I lost half a person, or, you know, that kind of pushes them to keep on going. They're like, well, I want this. I want to keep doing this, or I could never sleep, and now I'm sleeping like a baby, or I don't eat properly, and now I'm hungry all the time. You know, just to keep them to be able to do that is kind of the way I want them to start competing, because I feel like in the end, it's all about you. And if you can't compete against the old you, then there's really no reason in doing it in the first place.
Very well said, very well said. Now, is there a ratio of individuals that just that quit and say they can't do it and they never return?
I do have a few. I wouldn't know what number to put to it, but I do have some that are just like, this is too hard and I don't want to do it. And I try to talk them into it. I kind of be like, okay, well, you were doing this and you were eating this and this is where it's got you. So clearly, in order to get something different, you now have to do something different. And so that different now is eating healthy, being aware of what it is you're doing. And then some people are just like, yeah, I understand all that, but I'm good. And others are like, yeah, you know, that is true. So let me just push a little harder. And for those people, I kind of take a step back and we move a little slower. I have my trainers move a little slower, or make sure the instructors know to kind of cater it to them. But for some of them, they're just like, I understand that, and I understand that I should do stuff differently, but I just don't want to. And yeah. When it comes to that, the whole fitness and wellness thing, it's all 95% mental. All of it, the entire thing. And if your mental's not right, then you really cannot expect your body to follow.
Now, I have to ask this question. Are you a fan of the shows like Biggest Loser? Or is that just something abstract to you?
I can't say that I'm an avid watcher of it, but I do appreciate what it is they're doing. And it's that same thing, just getting people in a group and with that healthy competition, just getting them to change their lives. And so I appreciate the shows for what it's done, and I appreciate the shows for all of the after things that come out of it, you know, the different meals and the trainers and all of that stuff to kind of get the general population to follow suit. So I appreciate those shows for that, but I couldn't say that I, you know, every Thursday or whatever day it comes on that I'm making sure I YouTube it or, I mean, I watch it or anything like that, nothing of that sort.
Nice, I understand. So start to tell me, what can we expect from Fit Fusion in the future? I mean, maybe a national tour, fitness campaign endorsed by President Barack Obama. I mean, tell us some of your future plans.
Oh, that'd be great. Well, we are definitely going to be on the national radar. We are looking to start an on-demand channel, just Healthy Living 101, 24 hours a day. We're also, like I said, alluding to the video games and all of that good stuff. So you're definitely going to see us here, there, and everywhere. We open our larger studio at the end of the summer, so you are going to hear us just opening it up and starting launching our virtual reality, our virtual training studio online. So you're going to hear a bunch about that. So we're just going to be here, there, and everywhere just getting people healthy and happy.
Wow, there's going to be no excuses not to work out, huh?
No excuses whatsoever, and that is really the goal, that you cannot say, oh, I can't do this, I can't do that, because we're going to be there, and I'm hoping to start a FitFest tour sometime in the near future as well, so we're going to be hitting major cities and getting people up and moving and partnering with a bunch of, I guess, gurus in the industry and just kind of building this brand and making it work for everyone.
You guys are not playing around. I love it. This is really exciting. You know, it's really exciting just to hear the vision that you have in store and the plans that you have, the no-excuse attitude, and you're saving lives. The heck with the Avengers. We need a Fit Fusion movie. I am very serious. I'm very serious. We need to work on that movie, you know. We'll work it out. I'll talk to some of my people, have my people call your people, and we'll figure that out. Does that sound good
with
you?
Oh, that's awesome. That is good with me.
No doubt, no doubt. Now, individually, you as an individual, I know you're so tied to your company, but what else? What other plans do you have in store for yourself? Now, you just mentioned your pageantry, the contest, Miss Bikini Universe, Miss Model Universe. Are there other pageants that you want to interview? Excuse me, that you want to participate in and things like that?
You know, not necessarily. Right now, what I really want to do is just kind of focus on maximizing this particular competition. It's one of the biggest ones in the world. We're going to be competing and meeting people from all over the world. And so my goal is I really want to be able to be pegged as that preventative healthcare professional and, you know, one day show up on the cover of Self Magazine and Women's Health and just kind of be able to share to individuals on how to live healthy, and you don't necessarily need a bunch of equipment. You don't necessarily need a gym membership in order to live happy and healthy. So just look for me. I'm going to be on somebody's cover of magazine soon and, you know, interviewed, and I'll be the ones doing the workout little cards that everybody uses in the gym and all that good stuff.
Wow, nice, nice. And I can see it happening. You're branding yourself very well, and keep it up, keep it up. Now, do you have any, I know you can't tell me all your secrets, but do you have any fitness inventions that you're working on, like the Bowflex or the, you know, what, you know, all those little, can I expect to see you on an infomercial late at night in the near future promoting a new equipment?
You know, the thing is, and it's so funny, I really do not use a lot of equipment, and neither does my trainers. If you come to our studio, it's literally like an open space. So we believe really, really highly on body resistance and the body creating what it wants for itself. And so if anything, you'll see me, because we have some kind of body resistance workout video that's like 30 minutes of just you and the floor. So...
Wow, wow. Do you incorporate dancing into these videos?
We do, and we also have an awesome Zumba instructor. So we do a lot of high-energy dancing, and we also started something called Fast Class. And that's just when women get together and we're able to kind of tap into that inner sexy. I always tell ladies, like, their alter ego is more than welcome. And it's using that body resistance, because the movements are slow, so it's still a workout, but you still just kind of tap into that inner, you know, tiger that's in you or whatnot. So
all right,
you get the workout, you get to dance, you get to be sexy, be free, and you get to trim down as well, get to break the sweat.
It sounds like you're doing more than just saving lives. You're also saving relationships, it seems like, and sex lives too, huh?
Hey, I call them my get them and keep them class, you know. I cannot be held responsible by what comes out of it, but I will be a proud godmother or something.
Very nice, very nice. Do you throw in the pole dance, the pole in any of your classes? Because that's real popular right now. The
Pilates, Pilates is out of control here in Atlanta. And working into our larger studio. Yeah, Pilates. They have a whole name for it. There's a whole certification program and everything, too. It's out of control. But once we move into our larger studio space in August, and we're definitely going to incorporate Pilates, too, lap dancing, you know, sexy and stilettos, that whole air, we're definitely going to tap into it. Because I think that women, we don't get a chance to be sexy. Sometimes it's looked down, or sometimes we just don't know how, and we don't know if we're sexy until somebody else tells us we're sexy, you know, all other stuff. So we're going to eliminate all of that and get girls down and grimy and, you know, do what they want to do. And whether you decide to show it in the clothes room or just here in the studio, it doesn't really matter.
Wow, very nice. Fantastic. This I need, can you throw in a little spy camera so I can watch in my spare time? Nobody
got to
go.
No, sir. No, sir. We even put up curtains and everything. Nobody sees. It's just a free space for us. You see the aftermath. You get to reap the benefits of the class.
Oh, you ain't no fun. Goodness. No peek. Just a peek. Oh, man. Oh, man. But that's cool. Wow, this is amazing. Now, nationwide is definitely, you're going to have an impact on the nation. Do you plan to have any locations in, let's say, Los Angeles or anywhere else on the East Coast or anything like that?
That's definitely in the plans. I want to open another Fit Fusion in Florida as well as in California and New York. I just feel that our approach to health and wellness is something that everyone should benefit from, and it's just something that everyone can kind of tap into and find their thing. And so we're definitely going to be opening some new locations here in the next few years. So you're going to hear a lot about us. We're going to take over this whole thing.
Hey, I want to be a part of the ride. You know, I got to get into one of those classes. I'm going to get inside of those curtains, get out from the outside. Very nice. Everybody here in L.A. got a little health kick. And it's so funny to me because, you know, there's health fitness places, L.A. fitness and health food stores everywhere. But it makes you feel young to even be around that type of stuff. And and I know what you're doing has the same type of impact. So keep on doing it. Keep on making it happen. Congratulations
Thank
to you.
Thank you.
Without
That's
a doubt. Now, what I was going to say, without a doubt, you know, we're coming down to the closing part of this show, and everybody needs to know exactly how they can reach you. You have a presence online. Where's the locations? Tell us right now.
You can definitely find us at our website at myfitfusion.com. And we're on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Everything is FitFusion ATL. You can tap us in, join our Facebook page, follow us on Twitter, and subscribe to our YouTube channel as well.
Wow, very nice, very nice. So, look, listen, Tamara, there's somebody right now listening. It's a little bit overweight, needs to get in help, needs to take care of their health much better, and they're still indecisive on exactly what they should do. They're listening to this show, and they want to hear from you. What do you have to tell this person so they can take that step that they need to take? It's all yours.
My first thing to tell you, there's no power greater than that of a determined mind. So once you have made up in your mind that you're going to make a change, it's already done. And then you just have to every day remind yourself of the benefits of you making this new change. And reach out to professionals. Reach out to myself. Reach out if there's a gym or anything near you. Reach out to them because they're professionals that can help you, or you can find your own way. But whatever you do, do something. And remember that any movement is better than no movement at all.
Very well said. I think that person just signed off. Very well. Tell us your website one more time.
MyFitFusion.com.
Very nice, very nice. Tamara, I don't know how to thank you for being on this show. You just saved a few hundred thousand, maybe even millions of lives. Continue on your quest, doing what you're doing. You are a great hero to the nation. Thank you so much.
Thank you. My pleasure.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome. Before we go and we close out, I do got one question to ask you. Can you handle one more question?
Sure, go ahead.
Would you happen to know who's the future of late night television?
I believe his name is Motown Maurice.
That is the answer indeed. Thank you very much. That wraps
My
up
pleasure.
Our show
Thank
today.
You for having me.
You're very welcome. That wraps up our show today on Motown Maurice and Friends. Tamara, keep doing what you're doing, and we will definitely be in touch. I will be in one of your classes in the near future.
Thank you. Have a great one.
Thanks. You too. Thank you. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, that was Tamara Diane. Make sure you check her out at MyFitFusion.com so she can guide you along the way, because there are no excuses at all. She's got that virtual affiliation. Keep it going no matter where you are, whether it be on YouTube, your cell phone. Everything's got it going on in MyFitFusion. Check it out. Thank you very much, Tamara. I really appreciate you making this happen. We will be in touch. Peace and blessings. Motown Maurice. Check me out at MotownMaurice.com. Follow my quest of late night talk show. Peace and love.